It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. April marks National Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month, and an organization in Waukesha County is looking to raise awareness of what they say is an underreported problem, human trafficking.
Southeastern Wisconsin has the most reports of human trafficking. Waukesha County has the second most reports in the state after Milwaukee County.
Numbers vary from year to year, but it can be hard to get a handle on long-term trends because of difficulties in detecting and reporting the crime.
The Women's Center in Waukesha County serves thousands of survivors each year who are impacted by domestic abuse, sexual violence, child abuse, and trafficking.
Angela Mancuso is director of the Women's Center in Waukesha County. Angela, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
I want to start by talking about your organization a little bit. The Women's Center of Waukesha dates back to 1977. Can you talk about the mission, the need that the founders were looking to provide?
Sure. So we work with adult and child survivors of domestic violence, child abuse, sexual assault, and human trafficking. And we're working with all populations who are exposed to those crimes. We've been around since 1977 strictly because of demand, of course, and the programs that we offer. We do have an emergency shelter that's for people who need that immediate safe place to stay. We have transitional living units that's for individuals who are a little further removed from their trauma, but need that, it's exactly what it sounds like, transition period to get back on their feet. We have a 24-hour hotline. We do a lot of group work and individual work, trauma work, psychoeducational work, support groups, workshops. Legal advocacy is a large component. We're providing a lot of restraining order support for Waukesha County and court accompaniments with survivors. We are the Child Advocacy Center for Waukesha County as well, and we're doing rape crisis response for the county. So we're responding to 10 hospitals as well as Carroll University, and then we're doing prevention work, child abuse prevention work. We have an employment program. We also do have, specifically for our topic today, we have two of our program directors who are specifically certified, trauma certified, in working with individuals who have been exploited through sex trafficking.
And turning to trafficking, what would you describe as the frequency? How big a problem is this in Waukesha County?
This is a grossly underreported crime, so that's always a loaded question.
Sure.
I would say for the Women's Center, on any given year, about 20% of our client population identify as trafficking survivors. But it is it's a huge scope of problem. The 2023 DOJ site, I believe, has Waukesha County as the second largest reported, that's a key phrase, reported sex trafficking crimes.
This is a key part of the story. Why is it difficult to put numbers on this, to make sure that we have as many of these cases as happen get reported?
Because it's very complex. All of the crimes, sexual assault, trafficking, child abuse, domestic violence, are very complicated and very nuanced situations. And while individuals, significant population of individuals might be exposed or experiencing this, they're not always identifying themselves as that way. And that, really speaks to the manipulation and power and control that's exercised over trafficking survivors in the moment. But, it's not often that we have someone call our hotline and say, "Hi, I've been trafficked. What do you have? What services do you have for me?" It doesn't look like that.
Every case of human trafficking is going to be different. But can you paint us a picture of what that often looks like, that manipulation you're talking about that ends up with somebody trapped in this situation and not feeling comfortable reporting it, not having a notion that they could report it?
A lot of trafficking survivors aren't sure that, they may not even be aware that they have rights. There might be statutes or laws and services, places like the Women's Center that are specifically there to support them. But, we're talking about vulnerable populations who are often targeted for trafficking, which is another key component of why this crime is so slippery, I guess, for lack of a better term. Traffickers, they're very savvy individuals. And I think that's, one myth particularly is we like to envision traffickers as, what goes on in a Liam Neeson movie. These are savvy individuals. They are tracking trends. They're on the internet. They read the news. They stay on top of what's going on to better control their victims and survivors. They target and they groom, and they work on gaining trust from their victim. They will meet their needs. Then we're going into isolation and exploitation and maintaining control. And the tactics that they use are, you know, profound and can really keep someone trapped in that situation.
You mentioned people who are particularly vulnerable. Who is at the greatest risk of being exploited in this way?
Children in the child welfare system or juvenile justice systems, runaway and homeless youth or adults, unaccompanied children, migrant workers, of course, that's pertaining more to labor trafficking, persons with limited English proficiency, disabilities, individuals with prior history of abuse or sexual violence, persons experiencing generational trauma. Often the trafficker is someone that is known to the victim or the victim's family.
You mentioned in one way this is not like we might picture from movies we might have seen. What are some of the most common misconceptions that you run into that people might have, that I probably have for that matter?
That traffickers target victims they don't know, when really the reality is that they often start off in a relationship or as a boyfriend, romantic partner, or as a close friend of the family. Traffickers, I mean, I've heard of situations where they will groom somebody for years. I mean, years that they can trick and fool and manipulate someone psychologically. It's some traffickers are definitely in it for the long haul. So it's not always a stranger. It's not always a, you know, an immediate kidnapping from the street. Those situations, of course, do happen. Another myth is that, you know, only women and girls can be victims of and survivors of sex trafficking. And again, that's not the reality. We certainly have worked with young men who are survivors of trafficking. Another myth is that trafficking is always or usually a violent crime. And I guess that speaks to what I was just saying about, you know, the kidnapping or physically forcing someone into a situation. A lot of traffickers, like I said, use psychological means, defrauding, manipulating, threatening victims into providing commercial sex or, you know, further exploitation.
Angela Mancuso is with us, executive director of the Women's Center in Waukesha. We're talking about the issues surrounding human trafficking, the challenges of reporting cases and help available. Angela, it seems like one big challenge is you've got these services, but how do you reach the people who need them the most? How does the message get there to find people who are being trafficked?
Sure. I mean, and that's really through to really take on and address and support survivors of trafficking. It's a community. It requires community involvement. So, you know, I could speak to Waukesha County. We have very strong partners who work with the Women's Center. There's a group called FCAST, the Faith Coalition Against Sex Trafficking. They do remarkable work and also a lot of work with in Madison for state law. You know, Redeem and Restore and other organizations that are working with vulnerable populations. Because for any nonprofit, any organization, anybody can actually encounter a victim or survivor of trafficking. So it's really getting together and working together, whether that's a multidisciplinary team with law enforcement and, you know, people, individuals from the criminal justice system, faith community, direct service, or if it's, you know, doing prevention work, providing a lot of trainings, getting in front of groups of people, getting in front of students. That's one of the things that we do at the Women's Center. We're in a lot of schools in Waukesha talking about identifying traffickers and internet safety and things like that. But it requires a team. And we rely on law enforcement to help and participate. We rely on our DA's office and our judges to also make sure that traffickers and abusers are held accountable and that survivors are provided referrals to resources that will support them. And of course, there is a lot of word of mouth as well that can happen between survivors and between the partners that I just identified.
You mentioned that often, in many cases, people who are victims of trafficking are groomed by someone they know, an acquaintance, friend of family, what have you. Are there things that bystanders, third parties can watch out for, signs that someone they know is at risk of falling into this, of being a victim of trafficking?
You know, there's tattoos and branding that traffickers will use, and it could be, you know, learning what those look like. I would say individuals that are constantly being monitored, don't have control over their money, they have no ID, few or little personal items, minors under the influence of drugs, alcohol, or in the company of adults, or much older men, for example, much older individuals, signs of physical abuse, fear, malnourishment. Some individuals, you know, if you ask, you know, where they are, they wouldn't even be able to tell you what city or state they're in because of how they're moved and transported. Really, individuals of any age who appear to be watching or approaching youth systematically, you know, trying to befriend strangers, you know, it's a high statistic of runaway youth who are, I think it's within the first 48 hours, they have a high risk of being approached by a trafficker.
Now, when someone is connected with the Women's Center in Waukesha, what are some of the first steps that you do to work with a victim to see to their physical and emotional well-being?
I mean, first, it's helping them get comfortable. It can be terrifying to get away from your trafficker. And I mean, one of the first things we have to do is identify location services on any devices. And if there's any indication that they're tracking their victim through, I don't know, pieces of jewelry or, tags on a car, we need to identify that for their safety. And then it's letting them sometimes decompress. And I will say, we try to make it as comfortable as possible and give them space. It's overwhelming. But then, you know, we're sitting down and really talking through what they are identifying as their needs are. It is not our place to tell them what they need. We are helping them identify what their needs are. And then we're going from there. Is it legal counsel? Is it housing? Is it getting connected? They may not be from the state of Wisconsin. They might have been trafficked all over and landed in Wisconsin and then found their way to the Women's Center. Could be getting them home. Finding a trusted friend or family member that we could get them to. And of course, supporting any mental health needs. And a lot of times, traffickers are really good at ensuring their victims have criminal activity. It's a means of keeping them there, right? So it might be solicitation tickets, could be drug charges, something like that. So we would definitely connect to legal resources to help them with that. It's really whatever they need. And it's a long journey. It's not just this is great. I'm saved and no problem. It is a long journey. And we're, for the Women's Center, we're there at any step of their journey. They can come and go as they need with us.
You just reminded me of something I wanted to ask about when it comes to the difficulty of reporting and detecting crimes. A victim of sex trafficking might think, well, I've been sex trafficked. I've done something technically illegal. If I report my trafficker, am I also going to be charged with a crime? Do you see a police departments, prosecutors, the court system taking that into consideration, saying, okay, if we're charging the victims, we're not going to get the real criminals here?
Yes, and is how I would answer that. We do have a very good team, you know, in Waukesha County, for example. So again, it's very nuanced, and I would say it depends on the circumstances. And a lot of times, like I said earlier, someone who's been trafficked, they're not necessarily identifying themselves that way. They might come to us under a domestic violence situation or a sexual assault situation, but not linking that to actually being trafficked or exploited. We have to work with individuals within the parameters of the crime that they're coming to us with. And then when trafficking comes out, we definitely work with our systems partners and law enforcement, specifically those who have gone through extensive trafficking training, really can do a good job in helping a survivor feel more comfortable and feel safe that, look, this isn't actually about you at this point. It's about you getting safe and free, but we want that trafficker.
In 2023, Wisconsin created a task force on human trafficking. Looking ahead, what is the biggest resource that you think could come from the state level that would help your work in Waukesha and similar work around the state?
I bet you could predict this answer. I would say funding and resources for that, because it's, like I said, legal counsel going through the criminal justice system, healthcare needs. You know, there could be a lot of medical injuries, a lot of needs with mental health, and that all requires resources. I mean, some trafficking survivors, you know, don't have any, they've never had credit, so a credit card, they don't have health insurance, they, you know, they're not sure how to acquire any of those benefits. So I think it's important for the state to ensure that there are enough resources available 24/7 for trafficking survivors.
Angela, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Angela Mancuso is Executive Director of the Women's Center in Waukesha. If you're a victim of human trafficking or believe someone needs help, you can call the National Human Trafficking Hotline. The number is 1-888-373-7888. That's 1-888-373-7888.